Sweden, California to Clacton, we can see the symptoms of this rising restlessness across the political spectrum, from Jeremy Corbyn's Labour Party in Britain or the uber-leftist Podemos in Spain to the rise of the right-wing Alternative für Deutschland, AfD, in Germany. In the United States, the reality TV show host and property billionaire Donald Trump was elected president. He launched his bid to lead the party of Lincoln and Reagan by declaring that most Mexicans living in America were criminals, rapists, and murderers. Less than a year later, he began his first few days in office with attacks on not only Mexicans, but Hollywood actors, federal judges, and anyone who seemed to question the size of his inauguration crowd. Bernie Sanders came close to beating Trump's rival Hillary Clinton for the Democrat nomination in the U.S., using the kind of overtly socialist language that had not been the currency of American politics since the Great Depression 80 years before. For much of the 20th century, political debate in America took place within a narrow spectrum of political possibility. Both major parties subscribed to free market capitalism under a modicum of state supervision, with a strong focus on individual liberty. Yes, there were differences of tone and emphasis. Occasionally, candidates for the White House took diverging views over foreign policy. But there was a recognizable set of boundaries within which the debate took place. Not anymore. Sanders implies that he wants to nationalize the banks, while Trump spoke of rounding up and deporting 11 million migrants and imprisoning his opponents. The established consensus is starting to collapse in many Western states. For decades, the political middle ground in Sweden was just about as far removed as it is possible to be from that in America. While U.S. candidates vied with each other to keep taxes low and government small, in Sweden, most politicians agreed on the need for cradle-to-grave welfare provision and high taxes to pay for it all. Swedish politics was so sensible and consensual, one of their major parties was the Moderate Party, the Moderata Samlingspartiet, committed to, well, moderation. But then along came the Sweden Democrats, Sverige Demokraterna. Founded relatively recently, like many of the insurgent parties, they are fiercely anti-immigrant and in favor of economic intervention. Think of them as a Scandinavian blend of both Trump and Sanders. And like Trump and Sanders, these new insurgents have started to outpoll many of their tamer rivals. It's been a strikingly similar story across most of Europe. Insurgents and upstarts are on the rise almost everywhere, on the far left and the radical right. In Greece, the ultra-leftist Syriza, founded 2004, won two general elections in 2015 with an overtly redistributionist agenda, albeit that the redistribution they seem to most favor is from Germany to Greece. Spain's neo-Marxist Podemos, founded 2014, are now the country's second largest party. Italy's five-star movement, Movimento Five Stelle, founded 2009, won over 100 deputies and 50 Senate seats just 4 years later, and by mid-2016 was, according to some polls, the single most popular party in Italy. In Denmark's 2015 elections, the Danish People's Party, founded 1995, won 21% of the vote. In Hungary, Jobbik, founded 2003, recently gained 20%. The Swiss People's Party got 29%. Geert Wilders of the radical Partij voor de Vrijheid, founded in 2005, may well be the next Dutch Prime Minister. In Britain, UKIP, a relative old-timer for an insurgent party, having been founded in 1993, won almost 4 million votes at the last general election, displacing the Liberal Democrats as the third party. People and parties outside the limits of what was once deemed to be the acceptable political order are on the rise. The old order is starting to fall apart. Why? What is going on? Not just economics. It's the economy, suggest many mainstream politicians and pundits, reaching for their default explanation for almost every form of voter behavior. Those who vote for the new radicals are economic losers. They've lost out to globalization. It certainly is the case that for many millions in the United States, Britain, and Europe, incomes have stagnated over the past 20 years. The average blue-collar household in America